Locker room chats continue as we get set for another season of high school basketball. Chance to talk to Axtell boys coach, that is Jason Tynan. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, we appreciate your time. You're entering year number 7 at the helm. And really, before we kind of dive into the basketball portion of it, just kind of want to get your thoughts on the Axtell football team coming off their state championship win this past weekend. It was the second title in school history. A lot of the players on that team, of course, playing for your team on the hardwood. But just what was it like this past week, just being around the team, the school, the community, and just everything kind of in general, you know, with that team winning a state championship?
Yeah, it's a great accomplishment for the kids and the coaches and everybody involved. But the community support, I think that's one of the things that stands out to me. I mean, I think on the road, a lot of our road games, we played our last 3 games on the road. And it just seemed like we had more fans than what the home team had. And I just think that support and that community drive to see our kids succeed, it's what's becoming very evident and which has always been prevalent here. It's a community that is always willing to chip in, pitch into things whenever possible. So I think just I love to see the momentum and the smile on the kids' faces when they, you know, you have a goal and you dream about it for a long time and you kind of talk about it. You see league schools win state championships, and when that finally comes to fruition for you as a player and as a coach, just to see the excitement, you can just tell that it was a great feeling and a feeling that they'll remember the rest of their lives.
It was an absolute blast getting a chance to call that state championship game. But on the flip side of it, as I mentioned before, a lot of these guys who were on the football team are playing for you on the basketball team as well. And obviously, they're just coming off a long 13-game season, winning that state title. And obviously, it's a very quick turnaround with a couple of games here at the end of this week. So I guess early on, how have these last couple of practices been trying to adjust these guys from the end of football here to the start of basketball season?
You know, luckily our football coaches do a pretty good job of keeping them in shape throughout the season. So that's a little bit of concern is just, you know, they don't get a break in basketball as they do in football between plays. But, you know, we gave them Monday off. They kind of shot around a little bit Monday after we handed out some uniforms. And then yesterday I was pretty pleased with our first practice. The energy was there. You hope some of that high, that momentum of winning a state title in football carries over to the basketball season. And it looked like it was there. That part was evident. But see that they're confident right now, which is a good thing. And it's just getting back in. And, you know, the first couple weeks will be pretty manila. Will be pretty simple, just kind of doing the basic stuff and trying to do it the best we can. And try to use games as kind of a practice and teaching moment. To try to keep working on improving this until we get to Christmas break, and then we can kind of get our preseason stuff in.
Plenty of great talent returning. You know, you look at a guy like Isaac Detweiler, who's probably going to be the 8-man D2 player of the year for his season with the football team, over 60 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. I kind of equate that to, if that's kind of on the basketball court, he might be averaging 30 points per game this season. You know, do you look at him as kind of maybe that leadership in the back courts? You know, what are kind of the expectations for him this season?
You know, Isaac is an extension of a coach on the floor. He knows what we want. He's been a part. I started coaching him when he was in 6th grade. And a lot of these guys have coached a long time too, and they kind of know what we're doing and what we want to see. So it's going to be, I mean, we have 13 out. 6 of them are freshmen. One's a first-year player, so you know, 6 guys with experience, and the other 7 are just trying to learn the program. And so they're going to be relied on pretty heavily early on to help teach and help get us in the right spots. And I think that, you know, Isaac and even Owen, Grant, and Sawyer, I mean, even yesterday I just saw, you know, them trying to pull guys aside, say, this is where you need to be, this is what you need to be doing. So I think the leadership is a great, great quality that we have, and I look for that to continue to grow. And as kids get comfortable in roles and different positions, I just look for us to keep building and keep getting better as the season goes on.
How do you think the TVL is going to shape out this year? Of course, every team has to deal with the loss, whether it's senior leadership or maybe even kids just decide they don't want to come out, but there's always some turnover. The TVL is pretty stacked year in and year out. What's your early assessment on what to expect from the league this year?
I think there'll be parity in it this year, and it, like it always is. I mean, you have to show up and play your best game every night. If you sleep on somebody, they're going to sneak up and bite you, and so you have to be ready. I just think, you know, obviously you look at the Hanovers, the Troys, You know, Centralia, I think they're Frankfurt, there's a lot of teams up there. And then a lot of guys, teams that were at the lower end last year, they return a lot of people. And so I just think that there's going to be more parity this year in it. And I think that, you know, everybody, coaches are kind of the same, so everybody knows what everybody does. And so I think there'll be a lot of dogfights night in and night out. You're going to have to play well for when all your TVL games to come out with a winning record.
Starts with back-to-back games this week. Donovan West Thursday, Waubunsee on Friday. What are the expectations here for the first couple of games?
Compete and get better. That's our big thing. We're going to have to focus on, like I told the boys yesterday, focus on, you know, taking care of the ball, valuing the basketball, and rebounding as well, making sure we don't give up easy points on those two things by letting them get runouts. And then defend without fouling. Don't put them at the free throw line. And just like I said, we're going to be pretty simple. We'll probably put our basic offense in and kind of go from there. And just hopefully, the big thing about missing early season practice is just the chemistry that you build in practice. Guys kind of learn where somebody's going to be. And hopefully on Friday, quarter 7 and 8, we're kind of starting to learn some of that on the fly. And so hopefully we just, each quarter keeps getting better throughout Thursday and Friday night.
Jason Tynan, Axtell Boys basketball coach, joining us here. Locker Room Chat this week brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Couple of games this week, Donovan West Thursday, Waubunsee on Friday. Thanks again for joining us, Coach. Of course, the team coming off the state championship in football. A lot of these guys, the quick turnaround getting ready for the start of a new basketball season. But we appreciate, as always, good luck here in the next couple of games, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.